ABC Radio Australia.
Wari hemi stop long side long all the equipment, especially because Kaman hemi now go ahead for waka long one for a big repatriation exercise. Hemi for taking back close up 300 people blong Solomon Islands where all of them been stranded come long overseas or this well COVID-19 pandemic. PS Pauline McNeil hemi say all of them been training too, all of the ports of entry, frontline workers, also all of the police, immigration and customs officers and some along private sector long how for deal with them people will come inside. Secretary Blong Prime Minister Dr. Jimmy Rogers hemi says Solomon Islands hemi must stronger more to work along western border blong country because long number blong coronavirus long Papua New Guinea hemi go ahead for increase. Hemi a talk blong Dr. Jimmy Rogers long talk back show long SIBC long last Sunday.
In terms of just looking at border security is continuing priority because of increases in case in Papua New Guinea. And very, very important for Yumi for make sure that Yumi look the border security facilities below Yumi. The two people that went crossing border below Yumi or Gizo, they have now been released from the quarantine facility. And, of course, time Yumi go for doing some updates, but we will hear him now that the partnership that we had in the last week was very, very important. Organ the development partners continue to support us. But in particular last week, to follow something, you may short a little bit of PPEs, you may short a little bit of testing kit. And I think by health, I'm giving an update that both Australia and New Zealand, they stepped up to make sure that before the repatriation flights come in on the 30th, we have enough of those facilities so that we can be confident that everyone come in, immigrant capacity, immigrant rooms, immigrant testing facilities, immigrant kits, for look after Mogata.
Health PS Mrs. McNeil hemi say Olgata go ahead too for look more long standard operation procedures long Olgata long this for a time long COVID-19 pandemic.
There's ongoing work more lot SOPs blow you me. So that's still in progress. That just to ensure that we have captured the worst case scenario that may take place. So the SOPs blow you me hem still ongoing because like I said last week and over many times the situation has evolved, so I need to also continue for refreshing now as SOPs blow me fala. Also, as of last week, Ministry of Health and hosting one fala training for every point of entry frontline officers blow you me. We have including of the police officers, custom, immigration, security, and also our other private sectors. Or to make the appropriate linkages where hem need and required time SOP hem implemented.
Hem go ahead for story come more along all the help alongside long COVID-19 equipment for country.
The reason why we have not been getting the frequent supplies is that globally or to run out or to run short too, yeah. So but now as of last week as well, end of last week, WHOM come back lo mifala saying that they'll recommence the allocation blo Pacific Island countries where him include Yumi. So hopefully we should get that stock level up. But in the meantime, we currently have only 270 cartridges where mifala now will only preposition for acute and symptomatic cases and for cross validation. So mifala put him aside now 270 cartridges for gene expert. As of beginning of last week in low QPCR, we had only 100 tests. But given the stepping up law, reach out blow me follow lo other donor partners and lo procurement systems blow Yumi as of 26 lo Friday Yumi increase him no stock here. So 1,000 test kit not arrive lo Friday. So we have in stock 1,100 test kit to be able to help us to run the QPCR. So that's adequate for now. And the rest 2,000 by Yumi receive him lo Tuesday for the QPCR. New Zealand has also donating us with about 300 test kits for the QCPR. So that's coming on its way. Los side law gowns have also reached out to both New Zealand and Australia, and they will donate or have already donated some of our gowns. The level one gown, DFAT have allocated 20,000 level one gowns for Yumi, and out of that, Yumi receiving finished 2,880 as of Friday. We are also expecting level two and level three gowns where, you know, hopefully we don't go to that level. It's critical, severe levels. Hopefully we don't get that. But in terms of prepositioning our gowns, New Zealand is giving us, donating us about 8,000 gowns for level three and level two, 8,000, and for level three, 5,000 from the Australian government. So basically, I'd like to also take this opportunity to acknowledge the sincere donation from our donor partners.